You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Pepsi is doing a different... They're kind of making fun. Pepsi, you know, always be second to Coke, right? And so this is so true. If you've ever been to a restaurant and you're like, I'll get a Coke Zero, and they're like, oh, is Pepsi okay?
Yeah, every time.
And Pepsi's, that's their ad, is Pepsi okay?
No.
Well, in a different way. Steve Carell, Cardi B, and Lil Jon are in this Super Bowl ad that just leaked out.
Lil Jon, huh? Yeah, well, that tells you everything you need to know.
Well, yeah, all right. Let's go back to
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Pepsi's more than okay! It's... okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
There you go. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
I don't know why everything irritates me.
Uh-oh, Andy.
I don't know why.
Uh-oh.
Every time I'm like,
God damn it! What?
Really?
Yeah, listen, hey, sorry, Pepsi lovers, but Pepsi's not okay.
Fine!
Yeah.
I never say okay. I don't like Pepsi at all.
I don't care.
I'll pass.
I don't really care.
I have to do Coke Zero these days because of my...
Well, I prefer Coke Zero.
Honestly, I am very upset when you have everything that Coke has, but no Coke Zero. That upsets me.
Mm-hmm. That is
when
upsetting.
I'm like, oh, you serve Coke products? Perfect. I'll take a Coke Zero. What?
Just diet.
They should just eliminate Diet Coke.
They should just eliminate Diet
Coke. There are
people bottling Diet Coke into the Coke Zero bottles, and you guys are just drinking it out.
No.
It's terrible.
Cherry Coke Zero is like
almost Cherry Coke. Like, it's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
Some people really prefer Diet Coke.
I don't either.
In fact, my preference, but I do know people that do.
Diet Pepsi's better.
Diet Pepsi, I don't know.
Diet Pepsi is better than Diet Coke. However, Coke Zero is superior.
I grew up in a Pepsi house.
You did?
I didn't.
Did you really?
Yeah.
See, we should have that Super Bowl music for that.
Bottles of Pepsi when it was like in the bottles.
Oh, yeah, get some sad, Dave. Hold on. Don't tell your story yet.
We got to get the right music.
We're going to have to
you growing up in a Pepsi house. Because a Pepsi has a dark past.
I guess.
Tell us a little bit about how you grew up in a Pepsi.
I grew up in a Pepsi house. It was only Pepsi. No Coke.
No.
There was no Diet Coke. What? No Coke. It was regular Pepsi. It was not Diet Pepsi. It was in a glass bottle.
No options. When your friends came over and
they would get
thirsty, and they would ask you if you had any pop or soda, would you feel embarrassed?
No.
No?
No.
Why? Why wouldn't you?
Because I didn't know that even Coke existed.
She lived in a world that you didn't know Coke existed?
It was a Pepsi house in a Cokeless world.
Where Coke doesn't exist?
It didn't exist. I didn't know until I was older.
Yeah, do you know what went about you first tried Coke?
I don't remember.
How sad.
Because all you knew was Pepsi.
All I knew was Pepsi.
Not even Diet Pepsi.
Not even Diet Pepsi.
Not even a Diet Pepsi. Just a normal Pepsi. Run-of-the-mill number 2.
Mm.
Blue can.
No can.
No can.
The bottle is better.
Yeah, bottle is better. I agree.
Still can't brighten up with Pepsi, though, right?
No,
you can't. You can put poop in a bottle.
Put poop in a can.
You're right.
Sometimes it was in the 2 liters.
The worst style of pop.
It would go bad after half of the bottle. It would be flat.
We'd have to drink flat
Pepsi. So sometimes
Pepsi.
I'd have to drink flat Pepsi.
You just would do it?
At the Super Bowl, bitches!
My God.
I still think flat Pepsi is better than Diet Coke.
Oh,
Coke Zero.
Suck it, James!
James is just different.
Yeah.
James is just different.
I will take Pepsi over Coke any day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad.
He's the opposite of
the Pepsi generation.
Yeah, I love Pepsi. Especially Diet Pepsi in the silver can with the aspartame.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Aspartame.
When they took the aspartame out of it, they ruined it, but they put it back in.
I've never heard anyone in my life speak positively of aspartame.
No, it gives rats cancer, doesn't it?
Well, it's killing my brain, I know, but I love it. I
love it.
No, the truth is, though, you get used to a flavor, and believe it or not, my house...
This music's killing
me. My house, I'm going to admit this... was a Pepsi house.
You were a Pepsi house too. Which house? Your current house?
Growing up.
Oh, growing up.
Because
you at least had a similar upbringing.
Pepsi was cheaper.
Is that what it was?
And my dad was cheap. Mm. And when he would splurge, he would get caffeine-free Diet Pepsi.
Oh,
one of the worst tastes.
That is a bad
in the history of any drink. It was in a gold can, and it was terrible.
A gold can?
Gold can.
What? They were in gold cans.
So you didn't do bottles?
My mom was not supposed to have caffeine.
Oh.
It tastes like death.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think I've had that.
Yes. It tastes like death.
And it's terrible. It still is terrible. There is no good caffeine-free diet dark soda.
No.
And that was when my dad would splurge. Most of the time I had things like President's Choice. Pop.
President's Choice.
It, like was, a brand. It was a store brand. I had a small Canadian store.
President's Choice.
Yeah. Pop shop.
Like Dollar Store Pop.
PC Cola.
What about
RC Cola, but under it.
Dr. Bubba.
Yeah, Dr.
Bubba.
I had something called Dr. Pop.
What? Were they just the imitation Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, Dr. Pop. See, we're learning to keep the sad music going because this is the truth.
I'll tell you, my parents were so cheap, they didn't care.
Yeah.
We didn't have Mountain Dew. We had something, I swear to God, it was called Hillbilly Juice. I swear to God.
No.
J-O-O-S.
J-O-O-S Hillbilly Juice?
Yeah. I want to try some. In a 2-liter bottle. And we had Dr. Pop. My grandma would get Dr. Pop. Sometimes she'd go to Kmart and she'd get Dr. K.
I would.
Dr. K.
Oh, no.
Diet Dr. K.
I would have to lug in giant red crates of... tiny little Jamaican-style bottles of homemade pop that my dad would get from this place called the Pop Shop. And it came in many flavors, all of which are terrible.
You had to refill your bottles,
And then I would have to lug the empty bottles back to the store where they would refill them.
Oh, wow.
With your terrible pop.
Huh.
And close down. Like everything else. It's not open
sad
now.
Tales from our childhood.
Canada was big into, like, individual store, like, this beer was, store, pop store.
This is the Pop
Shop. Just get
shop.
It all in one place.
No, here's the Pop. The Pop Shop was my small town's version of Faygo. They were just trying to make it. They were trying to make it work, right? Yeah. They're a small-time pop place. They made their own pop. It's soda for all you other people listening.
Soda, yeah. They laugh that we say pop.
Yeah, well, it's pop here, so deal with it.
Yeah.
and anyway, so the Pop Shop, they tried. Just couldn't do it, you know?
Yeah, nobody can, man. And I just remember drinking stuff just called cola.
Cola?
Cola.
Yeah. Cola. God, you know it's going to be bad when it's just called cola.
Yeah, you guys should see the... packaging on the Hillbilly Juice.
What? Well, someone said they used to drink a Mountain Dew knockoff called Mountain Holler.
Mountain Holler!
Mountain Holler.
One time I drank three consecutive colas.
Jesus.
Random cola.
Just random.
And threw up everywhere. I puked so hard and violently for what seemed like 10 or 15 minutes and I know it was the cola that caused it.
Oh, Dr. Pop was no doctor.
Oh, there's Hillbilly Juice. There it is.
I told you.
J-O-O-S-E. Hillbilly Juice.
With that dewy flavor.
With that dewy flavor.
Yeah, they got a dewy flavor. Yeah, that's what I had.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah. The one on the left must be like a root beer because it's like hug the jug flavor.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that one. I just know I can speak to hillbilly juice.
Juicy.
That's what I got.
Hillbilly juicy.
worth feuding and fighting for.
Yeah.
Hillbilly juice.
Yeah, we're all learning juice. Something about each other. We've
all been through.
We've all had it pretty tough. Except for Dave, I guess.
No, so Coke was key in my house, but again, only when they could afford it. My parents had no money growing up, and so Coke was a luxury. If we couldn't afford Coke, we wouldn't have anything, though.
Pepsi was an addiction in my house.
Yeah.
The only time I got to enjoy anything out of a glass bottle was when I went on vacation somewhere and they would have a 50-cent bottle of Orange Crush. And I would beg.
Orange Crush is good.
I would beg my dad for
Orange Crush.
Chance to drink that delicious Orange Crush.
I prefer Fanta. That's what I grew up with in Ireland. Like Orange Fanta was
Fanta's
my favorite.
Good too.
Fanta's okay, but nothing like an Orange Crush to a 5-year-old. The bottle's so big in your hands, I can almost taste it.
A lot of big revelations this morning.
Like drinking
on the show.
The sun.
Yes.
I would stand upon a highway, drinking it and trying to get trucks to blow their horns at me. And every once in a while, Andy, they would honk that horn.
They did.
In a loud blast of happiness.
Yeah. Someone said, when I grew up, I had to drink Mountain Dude. hated it when friends came over and saw that.
I
you got Mountain
it.
Dude.
I love that Mountain Dude.
Just that big buff hillbilly guy on the can.
that's
great.
The worst.
Hey, having off-brand anything when your friends came over
yes,
was horrible.
That's all I had.
Oh, me too.
I had off-brand pop. Off
at least I didn't
brand.
Have off-brand pop.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah,
I had off-brand juice.
Pepsi House.
People knew Pepsi.
I had to be like, you guys want a hillbilly juice?
Sure, I guess.
It's like a Mountain Dew. It's got a dewy flavor.
You know what the thing is? It really doesn't.
I know.
There's nothing about this that tastes like the dew.
Do you like Dr. Pepper?
I do. I love Dr. Pepper. You got some Dr. Pepper?
No, not quite. I got this. I got two options for you.
Okay.
Dr. K. And then it's Dr. Pop.
Jesus Christ.
I know. It's bad. It's a bad thing.
Hold them behind your back, and I'll just choose a random one.
All right, here you go. Which one, left or right?
Oh, we'll go with the left one.
All right, that's a Dr. K.
In Rhode Island, they have Dr. Thunder.
Oh, Dr. Thunder. Dr. Thunder. You have to, like, you'd have to hide it as a kid. You know, like, pour it in a glass.
Just drinking my Mountain Dew. Definitely not hillbilly juice.
I'm telling you, I drank out of a brown paper bag most of my life.
The best orange soda you'll ever have, though, and I'm not sure, it's from Ireland. It's called Club Orange.
It doesn't
exist
anymore.
I can't even find it anymore, but that's what it is. I'll have to try and find some for you guys at some point.
Club
it's
Orange.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, I can order it from Food Ireland for $9.39 a can.
That's hard pass. Too expensive, Dave.
Yes, it is. But that's one of the drinks, actually.
Champagne to me was Faygo Red Pop.
And I get it.
Love it.
Delicious.
I never forget the time I was fooled by a can of tonic water.
Oh.
Thinking it was pop as a youngster.
Oh, no, that's awful.
Chugging it down and wanting to puke everywhere. It was terrible. No taste at all, really.
So gross.
I would enjoy a wink from time to time. My parents had to buy that for drinks.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. From inside the Tuft and Needle studio, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Always freaks me out that little intro because I hear like what I consider the devil's tongue in the background. I call that the devil's tongue.
The devil's tongue?
It's like the devil wagging his tongue.
Yeah, right.
Okay, stop doing that.
Don't you hear it?
Like, I mean, I hear it, but I
never thought of it as the devil performing funnilingus.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. I bet he's good.
Yeah. Oh, you know he's good.
He's damn good.
Actually thought of it in that regard. I just thought of the devil with
but
his
it's
tongue.
Him talking,
yes.
Speaking. Devilish, tonguey tones. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, my head always just goes squididoo dido, squididoo dido.
But it goes. There's a weird, like,
yeah.
Devil's tongue. Something weird.
You know, think of the devil's tongue every time you hear that from now on. All right, coming up, we're going to get to a check of the dues on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Probably won't.
Stop it, Dave.
It's like, Jesus Christ. It's just...
I don't realize how long my tongue is until I do something like that, because it like touches part of my face that I don't realize it would
really
touch.
Get it out there.
Yeah.
Anywho, what weird ass crimes did a dude in North Carolina commit? What horrible thing happened when
right,
a woman
ladies.
Stop it. Started watching an old porn.
Let Dave lick you.
Stop it. And do planes have a fart filter? We'll get to that, plus Florida's effed up. What did a Florida man do with a burrito to get himself arrested? It's all on the way. We're going to start, though, with our perverts of the day.
Let him lick you.
Stop it.
It's so funny.
His tongue reaches.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's pervert of the day.
Much further than he can remember every time.
Okay. All right. How do you have to twist it around? Anywho,
The devil's tongue.
The devil's tongue.
The devil's tongue.
Dave's tongue.
Stop it. Can we get to the pervert of the day?
Yeah, Dave.
I think we already did.
The devil's tongue.
I think that's what we were talking about.
I think we already did.
The man's long tongue.
Stop it. Can I begin?
On display.
Yes.
All right. So this guy, definitely a pervert of the day, because I don't believe we've heard of anything perverted like this yet.
Okay.
A man in North Carolina facing charges after thrusting his face into the asses of several women.
Well,
wow.
You gotta really love it back there.
You really do. Stephen Ryan Shuford was arrested on multiple counts of assault. Police investigated three reports of a man shoving his face into women's asses.
Booty breathing.
What he does, he sneaks up behind them, gets down low, then thrusts his face into their ass cheeks and licks their butts.
Oh
my God. Yeah. He's a butt licker.
Yeah, he is.
Licks. He's a face thrusting butt licker.
We've never heard of that.
Exactly.
No, that's extreme.
Because that is unbelievably extreme. How do I get down? Like, the women must not be moving.
Are they on stairs or something?
Do you think he targets people like in they're not in pants?
All incidents happen in areas where women were shopping.
Like skirts, though? You think he gets a bear?
If he licks them, they've got to have skirts on, right?
Because outside the clothes licks.
That's what I mean. Because that's not as bad, but could you imagine?
That's a wild thing.
Whoa. He's got to be stopped. He's got to be stopped.
For sure he had to be on an escalator. And the ass was face level.
Because the old surprise, like a little...
credit card.
Yeah, the credit card. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad, yeah.
But a face, with a lick.
A face and a lick. Having someone's face in your ass when you didn't ask for it...
Oh, okay, yes, thank you.
...is got to be a shocking moment in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
You would never be ready for it.
It'd be hard to process what was happening.
Yes, there's a face in my ass.
No, honestly, I think it would happen to you... You'd be like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And then you'd realize how violated you were.
That's awful.
Yeah.
So this guy was identified as the suspect. He was arrested and jailed. He's currently being held on $50,000 bond. Doesn't list his age. He looks young. Like he looks early 20s, I'd say. There's his mugshot right there.
It's like a young Tiger Woods.
You're right, it kind of does look like Tiger Woods' nephew or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's maybe just as filthy as Tiger Woods.
He goes right after it. He gets right in there.
Want that ass.
Jesus.
A couple other perverts making headlines today, all from Massachusetts. Plymouth police arrested a 30-year-old man, charged him with taking photos of a dude in a bathroom. A 19-year-old Walmart employee said he was in the men's bathroom about 4 o'clock, dropping a deuce.
Mm-hmm.
When you noticed a man in the next stall get on his hands and knees, that's got to be a disturbing moment for you.
What you doing, fella?
That's not how you do anything in there.
Then he saw a cell phone slip underneath.
Oh. Yeah.
Try to get that sound effect.
Yep. 30-year-old Nicholas Taylor of Plymouth charged with photographing sexual or intimate body parts without consent. Mm. He also had an outstanding warrant from Boston police for making annoying texts and phone calls. They're going to examine the contents of Taylor's phone as the investigation continues, they say. In Framingham, a man tried to take a picture of a teenage girl as she tried on clothes in a fitting room mall. Burlington police arrested 31-year-old Loosener Mickle.
Well, you knew you were going to arrest him.
This happened in the Forever 21 store.
Oh.
Two girls said a man attempted to use a cell phone to record or photograph them changing in a private fitting room. They arrested him. They charged him with photographing intimate parts. Mm. And then one more story. This one from Falmouth, Massachusetts. They got a man who was completely naked dancing on his neighbor's deck. Mm. Old dude. Hope this never happens to Lisa. She's got an old neighbor. Oh, God. Yeah. Doesn't ever lose it.
Old neighbor.
Yeah.
Officers were called to a home. They arrested a 62-year-old guy. They charged him with open and gross lewdness and lewd, wanton, and lascivious conduct.
The deck neighbor. Party.
She said her neighbor was on her deck dancing around while completely naked.
Wow.
No word on why he got up to such perverted activity.
Just felt it.
You don't ever want to see an old guy on your back deck dancing, dude.
No.
No, I mean, it's cold enough, too. I mean, he could have froze the balls to the porch.
Yeah.
Standing there like that.
It's a risk.
You know, they go down to his ankles.
They dangle so low. You're absolutely right. He took a big, big risk.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Before we came back on the air there, we were just talking briefly about how pets can send you a signal they're upset.
Yeah.
And they generally do it with their ass.
Yeah, they do. That's what they have.
Yeah. Jameson, who, you know, he's our little golden doodle. He's great. He's such a good dog. And only once has he ever, since he was a puppy, ever pooped in the house. Mm-hmm. And that was when we went away to Europe for 2 weeks. When we came back, he ran upstairs and pooped in the bedroom.
Yeah.
like you bastards. Thanks for that.
I'd like to show you something.
Yeah. He's never done it again, even when we go away. But it was like, thanks for leaving me, bastards.
Yeah.
You know?
My Doberman did it 3 times a week.
3 times a week.
It was the worst.
Yeah.
Every day I went home, I was like, well, I wonder if today will be the day. And I'd walk around the corner and there'd be, and I mean, I have photos of it. I would take photos of it because it would be so gigantic.
That's a lot.
I'd put like one of those mini monster trucks that like Rowan would get when he was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. I'd put it beside it so you could see the size.
Oh, you could compare it to something.
Like, it would be like 4 times as big as one of those mini monster trucks.
I totally thought you were going
to
say you take the monster truck and pretend like the turd pile was like,
no,
here comes Grave Digger.
He had anxiety of some kind and it just led to
abandoning him every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like he felt the way James feels before he's gonna fly, so he would have diarrhea.
Do you know how many times Molly's pooped in the house?
None.
Zero.
Yeah,
Molly's just a sweet little bean.
She's so amazing.
But like, I'm just happy to be here. Lisa brought it up because Lou.
Oh well, Lou.
Hey Lou.
He just I moved some things around.
Yeah,
and took away one of his prime spots that he likes to look out the window. It says
like
go to. Yeah, I mean he has. He has the whole house. He has lots of areas, lots of windows.
It's his house.
This is one of his areas in the morning he likes to go. And I had to move some things around, and I took it away. He's very mad, and he just left me a huge poop in the middle of the floor.
There you go.
Like, huge. Like, it could be from a dog. He's a cat. He's a 16-pound cat.
16 pounds, huh?
He's huge. Yeah. So he's got huge turds.
Yeah.
Yeah, right in the middle of the floor.
There you go.
You take something from me, I take something from you.
All right, that's how this. I'll be honest with you, Lise. I really like to watch the sunrise, and I can't. So,
yeah, little bitty's only one time has done the ass revenge, and that was when I first got my apartment. And she was like, "You screwed everything up, huh?"
Oh yeah.
Oh.
They don't like change.
Yeah, and then I had a couch with all these pillows. And sitting atop a pillow was a message.
That was a message.
If it's on a pillow,
that was a message.
Wow. On your couch.
On my couch. Like, she had to really work to make that happen. Like, and she was like, well, Dad is just going to be, he's going to be so distraught when he sees what I've done.
See, Lou's not that much of a thinker, I don't think, you know. Yeah, but he's lazy, so it just was like in by his box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't take it anywhere else. Yeah. That was all he could do.
Yeah, I'll show her. I mean, I'm kind of show her.
Yeah. I'll show her a bit.
Yeah.
It's a message still, though.
Yeah. It's a message.
The box is right there. Yeah, he knows. He's like, you know, I know the box is right there.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah, but you move for me, you've got to move this.
Right.
Someone said, at the strike of midnight, New Year's Eve, my Doberman ran downstairs and took a dump on the floor in front of all of us. Hey, yeah. Happy New Year, bitches!
Yep. Can you imagine?
At the stroke of midnight. I can't imagine. Because that Doberman pooped all the time. Hershey's only done it a couple times, and generally it's always been like the fault of someone where they didn't let him outside and for hours and hours he'd been waiting.
You gotta go.
You know?
Yeah, no, the one, and he's a bright little guy, but the Jameson has had like the poops twice, and both times he's gone into the walk-in shower.
Really?
Oh, he'll poop in the shower.
He'll poop in the shower. Because how does he know that we can just wash that away?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's wild.
I wish.
But twice he's done it in, you know, the past few years. Hmm. And it's a shock still when you're like, whoa, there's poop in the shower. But out of all the places he could go, that's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, little Bitty's personality is a funny one. She's like definitely like a daddy's girl.
Oh. I'm always jealous of those people that have trained their cats to poop like right in the toilet.
Is that a real thing?
That's a real
thing. I've seen videos of it.
You got to like put the litter box, like you have to have a litter box that attaches underneath the toilet, and then eventually.
Do they want to splash in the toilet because of their instinct?
I don't think so. I think once it goes down in there.
I don't want to share a toilet with Lou. He'll hog it.
You get, well, yeah. Yeah.
Right. At least I'm reading in here. Hey!
If I go in there, he'd be in there.
Hey, Come on, Lou.
Little Bitties, I give her privacy. Sometimes she comes in there when I'm in there, and she's like, oh, no way am I standing here with this. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Yeah. My dog's favorite thing when I'm dropping a deuce. He's like, What are you doing?
City Kitty toilet training kit is sold. And so you start with like a full thing of kitty litter under the toilet. Then you move where there's a hole in the middle of it, so it falls into the toilet. And then the last, finally, when they're all trained, there's no litter. The cat just sits on the toilet and poops.
I don't know. I think that's amazing, the people that have done that. Because it's one of the grossest things about a cat.
It is the worst part of a cat.
Is having to clean up its crap.
I'm just so wasteful because I'll just empty all the litter out. I don't scoop through it like that. God, I just am like, let's start anew.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're panning
for turds. I think it's a pain to empty out the box.
I just empty it all out and then I just like start anew because I'm like not going to sit there with that scooper.
Honestly, I'd throw the whole box away.
I hate litter.
I'd just take the whole litter box and I'd throw it away.
It's the worst.
Litter is so bad. It gets everywhere.
It is.
Yeah, well, there's City Kitty. If you have a cat, you want to train it.
I just feel like that'd be putting Bitties in a weird spot 11 years in, you know?
Yeah.
No, oh, yeah, yeah. Too late. I just, I've seen it on YouTube, and I'm always like, no, that's something. That is something.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.